Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the 60 Second Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. As we head into the final stretch of the year, headlines about bankruptcies and store closures are raising questions about the health of the retail sector. But the story isn't as straightforward as it seems. With consumer sentiment and spending trends sending mixed signals, what's really going on beneath the surface? Join us today to help make sense of it all with Michelle Michaelis. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hi, thanks, Natalie. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. Michelle, what's going on in the retail industry when it comes to bankruptcies and store closures? Let's tackle that first.
Okay. Well, surprisingly, in light of things like store closures, which I'm going to touch on in a second, and discussions about the economy as a whole, as of August 31st, Chapter 11 bankruptcies have actually declined quite a bit versus last year. To date, we've only seen roughly 15 filings in total, and 9 of those are U.S.-based, whereas the other 6 are actually foreign-based, versus last year, where we had 15 U.S.-based filings and 27 in total for the exact same period. So now I do actually want to caveat that. To be clear, those numbers don't necessarily include really small businesses or what we would call subchapter 5s that have less than $4 million of debt. So we're talking larger, at least excess of $4 million debt type of retailers. So, but despite the lower amount of Chapter 11 filings this year, the number of store closings has incredibly outpaced the same period in 2024. So the most recent data shows that we have roughly 6,000 store closings as of the end of July versus 3,500 that were in the same period last year. And critical to that statistic is that half of those closures, or about 3,000 by my count, are the direct result of a Chapter 11 filing. So that was either in late 2024 or early 2025. You know, think Party City, Joann's, Big Lots, all of which closed over 500 locations. Now, earlier this year, CoreSite had predicted a total of 15,000 store closures by the end of the year, which almost doubles what the real results were for 2024. And the data that we've seen through July now supports that. Unfortunately, unlike prior years where store openings were able to mitigate those closures, if not outpace them, we're not experiencing that same upward trend on openings versus closings. You know, we're at roughly 3,960 or so through July, and that's really in line with what we were at last year. So we are going to be at a net negative, I think, by the end of this year. Obviously, a result in one of the greatest takeaways from the current Chapter 11 versus storm perspective is that, you know, and we discussed this last year, is the fact that the overall impact of every retail bankruptcy having on the market as a whole. And ironically, you know, those store liquidations and closures, they might increase square footage and vacancies, but according to Newmark, there's still a persistent shortage in high quality space out there and new construction's down.
Interesting. So if I'm listening to your data and I can draw a conclusion, there's been fewer bankruptcies, but more store closures, and perhaps retailers are being more mindful about stores that are underperforming and closing those ahead of the time they have to close them, but really closing them perhaps as leases come due and reevaluating real time whether they should be releasing that space. So I think there's some positiveness in that, no?
Yeah. And we are seeing a move in some ways from retailers' perspective to like the Sun Belt to more suburban locations. So that is an evident type of result of that is stores that are closing that are not the bankruptcies now are looking at where am I better situated? How do I meet the customer where they're at?
Exactly. I actually think that as a positive. But if we pivot to consumer spending, so maybe you can touch on our consumer spending habits and sentiments playing a role in what we're seeing with all of this, whether it's bankruptcies or store closures.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Consumer sentiment and spending habits are certainly driving what we see in retail right now. Recent data from the University of Michigan does show that sentiment is declined about 14% year over year for August. And more importantly, that the decline is actually broad-based. It's affecting all ages, all incomes, all wealth brackets. So it's not just specific to any one demographic. And, you know, obviously that sentiment is largely driven by, you know, inflation concerns, the general rise in costs, you know, slowing labor market. So consumers are kind of, identifying and prioritizing their essentials. They're looking for discounts and savings. They're switching to private label brands, for example. The National Retail Federation right now is projecting that the annual U.S. growth in retail will be between 2.7 and 3.7% over 2024. And it is anticipating a much lower growth rate between 25 and 26. So, for example, only a quarter of consumers are actually planning on spending or maintaining their spend on a bigger ticket item right now.
So what do you think, how do you think this will end up? Are we going to close out the year on a net negative?
I wouldn't say negative. I think it's going to be more flat. Might be a slightly depressed, but overall it's going to be more flat. You know, to date, retail sales are still remaining at 2.5% over last year. And they are still projected to grow, just not significantly. It's going to be at a much slower rate or barely perceptible rate, perhaps, but there is still positives on the horizon. I think, you know, ultimately, I think the key takeaway for like our retail audience here is that as we go into the holiday season, for example, retailers should or should not and cannot count on that season to potentially carry or support their year's results. So the holiday season isn't going to turn your lackluster year into a successful one. If anything, it's going to be just kind of flat.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that, because the reason why Black Friday has its name Black Friday is because that is the point where many retailers go from being in the red to being in the black. And it sounds to me that that may not happen. And I don't want to say for all retailers, but overall, from a retail industry perspective, you know, we think it's going to be flat. And I actually agree with you on that. So now I'm going to have you take out your crystal ball, as I always do. And my question to you is, what segments do you think are going to excel, if any, as we move into the back half of the year, or maybe now it's even the last quarter of the year?
Yeah. Well, look, I think that the segments that have been doing pretty well to date are going to probably continue doing pretty well. And again, doing well is a comparative type of trait at this point. You know, I would say that the subsectors that are going to do the better ones are going to be what I would still call the essentials. And then the small happinesses. You know, in other words, segments like grocery, beauty, health and wellness, specialty food, discount and value retailers are all going to continue performing strongly going into Q4. You know, grocery is resilient, and grocery has been resilient, especially in the ethnic, organic, small format stores. Grocers are beginning to adapt with their own private label offerings. They're doing some more tech integration. You know, they're restocking their shelves differently. Beauty and personal care are seeing growth as consumers are prioritizing self-care, you know, the small happiness that I talked about, with health and wellness spending increasing on gyms or supplements or wellness products. Again, not going to break your wallet, but giving you something that's making you feel a little joy. You know, also specialty food service is thriving, driven by demand for like unique and high quality offerings. Again, smaller feel good purchases. Think about all those new and exciting mocktails that are on the market. And of course, discount and value oriented retailers are always going to attract visitors in times like this, because that's where they feel like I can get my savings, I can still get what I need and do that little bit of splurge that, you know, my bigger box retailers weren't able to give me for a while.
I agree with you. It'll be interesting how it all shakes out. And I look forward to speaking with you in Q1 so we can see what the results are. Thank you, Michelle. And if today's episode gave you something to think about, make sure to tune in next week. We'll be back with more insights to help you navigate the ever-changing retail landscape. And as always, thank you for listening to 60 Second Retail. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.